So I'm not sure.
Next is a live broadcast of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church worship service with Pastors Poppy and Mirandi.
We celebrated the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus physically into heaven. And as he ascended, he told the disciples, just wait. In a few days, wait. Power from on high. Just wait. Well, the waiting is over. Today we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the miraculous outpouring on the day of Pentecost. Couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 913, O Holy Spirit, enter in. Please stand as the cross enters into the church. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. Divine Service Setting 1, that's on page 151 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. For our hymn of praise, we'll sing This is the Feast. Other than that, we'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the joy of each new day. We thank you for the gift of Jesus and the forgiveness, life, and salvation that he has won by his life, death, and resurrection. We thank you that you pour out the gifts through the working of the Holy Spirit and teach us today that by the power of your word and your word attached to water, bread, wine, and words, your forgiveness is real today and always. Help us by the power of the Spirit to call upon the name of the Lord, now and forever. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
From above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in His holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We continue with the readings.
The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men had built. And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians, and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others, mocking, said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, your name shall be known. Good and glorious are these in all life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Hymn 497. Please be seated.
Shall be saved. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this day of Pentecost is the epistle lesson read a few moments ago, the account of the first Christian Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, dear friends in Christ. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't matter what nation, race, or country. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't matter the language or dialect. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Neither riches nor power, neither athletic ability nor beauty matter at all. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, this is not universalism, that everyone can call on whatever god they want or gods and be saved. But instead, this is incredibly, extremely specific. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, the one name of the one and only true God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, will be saved. It is only by calling upon that name, to that God, that people are saved. Salvation is found in no one else than that God. Salvation is found in no other name. All other names, every other path is false and leads only to damnation. Like those who sailed with Jonah, you can pray to other gods as much as you want to, but the storm will just keep on a-raging. But not so with the God of Israel. Everyone who calls on the name of that God, the only true God, will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? You see, there is one problem, one big problem with these words of Joel, quoted, preached by St. Peter. No one can call on the name of the Lord on his or her own. Sinful man cannot call on the name of the Lord and be saved. The world and our sinful flesh, you see, consider the things of God to be utter foolishness. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." The preaching of the Word of God is drunken stupidity to the world. The proclamation of the gospel is the ramblings of an idiot to our sinful flesh. You've heard their mocking. You know what they say. Maybe you even agree. The Bible's morality is repressive and outdated. The teaching of a six-day creation, intellectually infantile. All those miracles, ridiculous and not worth even believing. And that doesn't even touch on the greatest foolishness of all, the foolishness of Pentecost, the resurrection from the dead, the proclamation that in the name of Jesus alone can salvation be found. This is the height of stupidity, the pinnacle of offense. To say that there is only one path to heaven. Eternal life is found in only one place, only one person, the crucified and resurrected Jesus. You see, the sinful mind, the the sinful world wants nothing to do with the things of God. Everything that God says is simply the speech of a drunken fool. And so the world responds with disdain, with mockery, with angry comedy, rather than calling on the name of the Lord to be saved. No one can believe in God on their own. No one can call on the name of the Lord on their own volition. Yeah, they can call on plenty of other gods, but the name of the true God is foolishness to the world. Why? Because they have not believed. But how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? You see, faith only comes by hearing. And it is hearing that Pentecost is all about. The signs and wonders of Pentecost are not an end in and of themselves, but they are there so that the world will gather and hear and believe. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. The rushing wind, the tongues of fire over the heads, even the speaking in other languages. They were all to gather the people to hear the word. And this is really no surprise if you've read the New Testament. Every miracle of Jesus was to gather the people to hear the word. Not a single healing or act of mastery over nature was an end in itself. Each and every sign and wonder was to gather people to hear the word. The signs and wonders declare that God has come down into their midst. As the Lord descended in fire and storm onto Mount Sinai, so now he descends in wind and fire to his people again. As on Sinai, he descended in power to give his word to his people, the covenant with the Ten Commandments sitting at its center. So now he descends to bring his word, the very word of the gospel, to the nations. You see, the disciples aren't speaking gibberish. They aren't just showing off when they speak in other languages, but they are speaking what the Spirit has given them to say. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit comes so that the Word will be preached, so that the world will hear what the disciples have been given to say. And so the point of Pentecost is not a whole bunch of Hollywood special effects. It is when Peter opens his mouth to speak. For how are they to hear without someone preaching? The Holy Spirit works through means, and the first miracle of this day is not that the wind rushed in. It wasn't the tongues of fire over their head. It wasn't even the speaking in other languages. The first miracle of this day, of Pentecost Day, is that Peter, who denied our Lord 3 times, not 2 months ago, stands up with boldness and preaches the greatest sermon a pastor has ever preached. Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. The hatred of this world for the Word of God has cowed many a Christian into silence. It has made many a preacher simply talk about something else. The mockery of this world has kept you, hasn't it, in silence, refusing to speak of Jesus to friends and family when opportunities have been placed before you. It has kept you, hasn't it, time and again, from seeking out opportunities to speak. But filled with the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, Peter, miracle of miracles, lifted up his voice and spoke. And then came the second miracle. The second great miracle of this day is that people actually heard. And those people truly believed. You see, it was not those signs and wonders. Those simply gathered the people to hear. But the Word of God, preached by Peter with unexpected boldness, that created faith. The hatred of this world for the things of God has left all hearts in darkness. That was your state, conceived and born in sin. You were an enemy of God. You hated God. You hated the things of God. You thought it was all drunken foolishness. Maybe you still do. When you see and you hear the hatred of this world for the things of God, know that this hatred once filled you. That this hatred still dwells within you. Your old Adam, it still dwells within all people. But on that first Pentecost, miracle of miracles, Peter preached and people believed. Now, we don't hear this in our text. Our text is already long enough. We must look then to the end of Acts chapter 2, the end of his sermon. Now, Peter proves throughout his great sermon that the Lord that Joel is speaking about in that text that he quotes, that Lord to whom we must call to be saved, is none other than the crucified and risen Jesus. And then comes the clincher, as he says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." The people are cut to the heart by the preaching of the law, and they cry out in desperation, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter's response is the same as the prophet Joel. "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Miracle of miracles. They did call on the name of the Lord, and they were baptized, nearly 3,000 in all. Peter preached. People listened. People believed, and they called on the name of the Lord, not on their own power, but by the faith worked in them through the Holy Spirit, using the means that God has appointed, the preached word. But how are they to preach unless they are sent? With this great miracle, the Holy Spirit propels the disciples out into the world. The many languages, a prophecy of how the gospel will go into every corner of our planet. Through the means of the church, the Holy Spirit will call on the world to repent and believe. And it will come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Pentecost is a miracle repeated every Sunday. Every time the word is proclaimed, every time a sinner who hates God is made a believer who loves God in the waters of holy baptism. Pentecost is your miracle. It is a miracle that someone preached the gospel to you. It is a miracle that someone baptized you into Christ's name, and it is a miracle that you believe. It shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can only call on the name of the Lord when you have been called by God and you believe, as Peter preaches once again at the end of his sermon. The promise is for you and for your children and all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. You can only believe when you hear the gospel proclaimed. There's no faith without hearing. The Holy Spirit doesn't go around zapping faith into people's hearts without using the word. And you can only hear if someone preaches. The voice of God boomed forth from the sky in former days, but no longer. Now it comes to the mouths of men. And those men can only preach if they have been sent, propelled forth from Jerusalem and Judea to the very ends of the earth. This is the great order set forth by God Himself, filled with the Holy Spirit, that Jesus uses to bring His salvation to the world. And that, dear friends, is how He saved you. For the same Jesus who poured out His blood on Calvary as the sacrifice for the sin of the world now pours out the Holy Spirit to give to you, to deliver to you the benefits of that sacrifice: forgiveness, life, salvation, won by His wounds, His innocent suffering and death, His victorious resurrection from the dead. The signs of Pentecost tell us that we are living in the last days. Wind, fire, the languages of the world proclaiming the glories of Christ. They tell us that the great harvest is being gathered in. Only one promise is yet to be fulfilled. And for that the church waits. As she preaches, as she brings the word to the world, so that many will hear and believe. One promise yet to be fulfilled. Christ has promised to return, and He will, to take to Himself you, me, Peter and the 11, the 3,000 of Pentecost, and all of every nation, tribe, language, and people, every century, who call upon the name of the Lord. This name we worship. This name we praise. For salvation is found in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of our crucified and risen Lord, we stand and we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty,
Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven.
us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Brian Morundi, the brother of Pastor Morundi, who was hospitalized in Omaha. Hilda Eitzman, member of Good Shepherd, who is planning for surgery on Monday. We pray for Noel and Carol, the brother-in-law and sister of Darla Posner. Noel is suffering from complications to a recent surgery. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, when you filled the disciples with the Holy Spirit, 3,000 souls were called, gathered, and enlightened and sanctified. Likewise, please fill our church, our congregation, our synod, the whole Christian church on earth with the Holy Spirit. Renew them that the sacraments may be administered faithfully and that many more would be called by the gospel, enlightened with your gifts, sanctified and kept in the true faith, that all who call on the name of the Lord would be saved. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all comfort and peace, give to the world that peace which only you can give. Deliver Christians from the hands of persecution. Especially we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Egypt. Restore peace to lands ravaged by war. We pray for the people in Afghanistan, the people in Venezuela, the people in England. And grant safety to refugees everywhere. Bring peace to our own nation. In the face of political division and tension, let us find peace in you and your unchanging promises. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, look with favor upon those who serve out their vocation in the armed forces. Protect them from all harm and danger as they serve and defend their neighbor. Keep them ever grounded in faith and Christ's unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, you invite us to come to you as dear children approach their dear Father. Give us childlike faith that we may approach your table with all boldness and confidence. Let us faithfully receive your Son's body and blood with true contrition and repentance, that the sacrament would fortify us to live in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, please look with compassion upon those who are sick, hurting, facing surgery, or downtrodden. Also be with all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Visit them in their distress. Grant them relief from pain. And let them ever fix their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear us, pray.
Heavenly Father, you teach us that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Bless all the educational facilities and aspects of our congregation. Bless our school and preschool, our Sunday school, vacation Bible school, midweek classes, every aspect of teaching the good news about Jesus. We ask for a special measure of your grace and peace and wisdom for Marilee Sump as she considers our call to serve as teacher in our school. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Risen Lord and Savior Jesus, who surely desires all people to call on his name and be saved. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship at the end of each row. Please sign your name, visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of God who loves us and desires our salvation will be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Continues now with the offertory on page 159. What shall I render to the Lord? Please stand as you're able. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting, departing peace and joy, for sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord, 164.
Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our closing hymn, Savior Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise, 917.
Thank you.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd news and notes for the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. Just a couple of brief announcements. We started our summer Sunday school today. We like to give our regular teachers break during the summer. There's a sign-up sheet on the information booth. We could use some teachers. The materials are very, very well done, very user-friendly, don't take a lot of time and preparation, but we need some bodies to fill in. So if you can help out for a Sunday or two during the summer, that would be great. Again, sign-up sheet is on the information table. Vacation Bible School is 8 days away. That sounds pretty crazy. There's a sign-up sheet on the table out in the narthex for that. Could still use a few helpers and some snack kind of things. If you could help out there, that would be great. The biggest need that we have is there's a couple of tubs with some manila envelopes there. And in those envelopes are some door hangers, a map on the front of each envelope. So if you could consider picking up an envelope, looking at the map, going hanging a few door hangers. You don't have to talk to anybody, just hang the door hangers and get the information out. We don't have much time left, and so the sooner we can get that information out, that'll help get the word out for our VBS. So there's some envelopes there. Also, the LWML ladies are doing their annual jazz in June, and I don't know the date, but there's a sign-up sheet for it on the information booth, and there's more information in the news and notes. Everybody says it's a big, great, fun time, so go check that out. Guys, you have to stay home from that one. I did go along one year, though. I don't know how I got along with that. But 2 weeks from today, on the 18th, we have our regularly scheduled voters assembly. We've got two regular voters assemblies scheduled each year. So 2 weeks from today, there'll be a potluck dinner, and then after the potluck, we'll conduct some business. Two big deals for this upcoming voters assembly: election of officers and budget stuff. And there'll be a budget workshop next Sunday between services during the adult Bible study time. That'll be in the fellowship hall. Pastor, Vicar, we are glad that Pastor and Vicar survived this last week. They were at Camp Comica with our junior high youth, and they have all their hair and I think most of their sanity, so it was a good time. It was a great time as the little ones got to hear more about God's gift of holy baptism. And I'm not sure exactly who to thank, but we unveiled two new banners today here in our sanctuary, and they are just absolutely beautiful. I would assume that Betty and Shirley probably had something to do with it, but I'm not sure who all was involved. So thanks be to God for the gift of art and God's use of talent and vocation to bring glory to Him. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the regular Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Clint Poppy and Christopher Morande pastors. Empowered by the Spirit, compelled by God's love and forgiveness, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church celebrates and shares Jesus through worship and witness, nurture and fellowship. We invite you to join us each Sunday morning for worship at 8 o'clock or 10:30 a.m., Sunday school and Bible study at 9:30, or Wednesday evenings for worship at 6:30 p.m., with Bible study at 7:15. Good Shepherd is located in South Lincoln on 40th Street, one block north of Old Cheney. Recordings of this and other services may be found by visiting our website at www.goodshepherdlincoln.org. Good Shepherd Lincoln is all one word. If you would like a tape of this service, or would like more information about Good Shepherd, call Pastor Poppy or Pastor Morande at 402-423-7639. This broadcast is brought to you as a mission project of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.